here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 27th of May, 2010. It's the birthday of Dashiell Hammett, born in St. Mary's County, Maryland, 1894, who gave us The Thin Man, The Maltese Falcon, and other hard-boiled detective novels. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer John Cheever, born Quincy, Massachusetts, 1912. The Stories of John Cheever came out in 1978, The Journals of John Cheever in 1990. John Cheever, who said, "A page of good prose remains invincible." And it's the birthday of the poet Linda Paston, born in New York City in 1932, who was nearly 40 years old when she published her first collection, who once said, "There are only really a few subjects in poetry, growing old, dying, intellectual or physical passion, the search for self or identity." Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, a poem entitled "Things I Didn't Know I Loved," after Nazim Hikmet. "I always knew I loved the sky, the way it seemed solid and unsubstantial at the same time, the way it disappears above us even as we pursue it in a climbing plane, like wishes or answers to certain questions, always out of reach, the way it embodies blue even when it is gray. But I didn't know I loved the clouds, those shaggy eyebrows glowering over the face of the sun. Perhaps I only love the strange shapes clouds can take, as if they are sketches by an artist who keeps changing her mind. Perhaps I love their deceptive softness, like a bosom I'd like to rest my head against but never can. And I know I love the grass, even as I am cutting it as short as the hair on my grandson's newly barbered head. I love the way the smell of grass can fill my nostrils with intimations of youth and lust, the way it stains my handkerchief with meanings that never wash out. Sometimes I love the rain, staccato on the roof, and always the snow when I am inside looking out at the blurring around the edges of parked cars and trees. And I love trees in winter when their austere shapes are like the cutout silhouettes artists sell at fairs, and in May, when their branches are fuzzy with growth, the leaves poking out like new green horns on a young deer. But how about the sound of trains, those drawn-out whistles of longing in the night, like coyotes made of steam and steel, no color at all, reminding me of prisoners on chain gangs I've only seen in movies, defeated men hammering spikes into rails, the burly guards watching over them. Those whistles give loneliness and departure a voice. It is the kind of loneliness I can take in my arms, tasting of tears that comfort even as they burn, dampening the pillows and all the feathers of all the geese who were plucked to fill them. Perhaps I embrace the music of departure, song without lyrics, so I can learn to love it, though I don't love it now. For at the end of the story, when sky and clouds and grass, and even you, my love of so many years, have almost disappeared, it will be all there is left to love." "Things I Didn't Know I Loved," after Nazim Hikmet, a poem by Linda Paston from her collection Queen of a Rainy Country, published by W.W. Norton & Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.